The True Colors of Columbus by Lucy,
Natalia,
Hallie,
Jordan,
and Rohan.
October 12th, 1492. A ship docked on the island I grew up on. I was 12. The ship was full of men with pearly skin. My tribe believed they were gods.
Columbus, I see land, sir.
Land ho, I found India.
Sir, actually I found it.
As they disembarked, Mother told me,
"A Pawnee, Father has been appointed to see if we can trade with these unknown people."
The people in my village were excited, but I feared something would happen to my father. I snuck out of my house and ran until I found a rock. I peeked around and saw men holding large sticks, pointed at my chief and others, including my dad. Rope was wrapped around their wrists. They were pushed onto the dark boat.
"We'll bring them back as slaves."
I cried, remembering my father's last words.
"A Pawnee, I can't wait for what these new people could bring us. I love you."
When I returned, everyone knew what happened. They were frantic. Months passed, and our village accepted that the men took our people. Some thought the boat wouldn't return, but I disagreed. September 24, 1493 was a normal day.
"A Pawnee, we have work to do."
I sigh and follow her out of the hut. I look towards the sea, wishing my father would return. Suddenly, I see a brown object on the horizon.
"Grand wooden boat coming through the fog!" "A Pawnee, the men are back! Go hide!"
"Mother, what about you?"
"I'll be fine, just hide!"
Later, I peeked around my hiding spot to see my mother's wrists being grabbed by a white man.
"Men, they must bring us back gold. If not, chop their hands off like this one. Where is my gold?"
"What? I don't understand."
Ignoring her, the man pulled out a knife and chopped off my mother's hands. Blood streamed out of them as she fell to the ground. I was horrified, knowing I could do nothing. My stomach grumbled as a man came out of the woods. I didn't want to come out of hiding, but I was desperate. "Help me, sir."
"What? I don't understand."
Even though we couldn't understand each other, I knew he could help me. "I'm a Pawnee."
"I'm Rodrigo de Triano."
Rodrigo led me to a cave. He stole blankets from the ship and scavenged for food. One day, Rodrigo left to look for food and never returned. I ran to the beach looking for him. From afar, I spotted a boat leaving our island. Rodrigo was aboard. My new friend was gone. But this didn't stop me. Our village needed a new leader for us to thrive again. I was that person.